With three solid stages, such a rocket could have placed a satellite into orbit more than a year before the U.S. was defeated by Sputnik. However, and almost unbelievably, the von Braun team was given direct orders from Washington to stop further development. The team was restricted to the development of rockets whose range was less than 200 miles. It was only after President Kennedy announced the lunar mission in 1961 that the German rocket team was finally released from agonizing bureaucratic blunders from Washington and was given a free hand, and even orders, to accomplish von Braun's lifelong goal to travel into space. It has been argued that a primary incentive of the German scientists was the sheer desire to continue their work. Some of these would stop at nothing, even resorting to duping their colleagues and superiors in order to ensure the continuance of their research, commented British authors Mary Bennett and David S. Percy. However, in some cases, such as that of von Braun, the connection between the work and the Nazi was close and continuous. Von Braun, the son of a well-connected Prussian minister who founded the German Savings Bank, was brought into Germany's rocket program by Luftwaffe General Walter Dornberger, who, although charged as a war criminal for the rocket attacks on London and Antwerp, was never brought to trial. Instead, he came into the United States as part of Project Paperclip. Likewise, von Braun, revered as the father of the U.S. space program, was found to have been a Nazi party member, a member of the SS with the rank of major, a friend to SS Reichsfuhrer Heinrich Himmler, and, according to Linda Hunt, was accused by survivors of the rocket factories at Mittelwerk and Peenemünde of at least once ordering the execution of slave laborers. Kurt Diebus, who became the first director of the Kennedy Space Center at Cape Canaveral, was both a member of the Nazi SS and the SA. According to documents obtained by Hunt, in 1942, Diebus turned a colleague over to the Gestapo for making anti-Hitler remarks. The Soviet manner of dealing with their Nazi scientists greatly differed from the laxity of Project Paperclip. With hindsight, it would seem that the Soviets demonstrated a more humanitarian approach toward their technical prisoners than did the Americans, noted Bennett and Percy. Moreover, the way in which the technical information was passed from teacher to pupil was very different. The Soviet experts and the Germans worked side by side in the same factory, but in separate areas.